This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And we're going to talk about a special event happening in Glide this Saturday. Kayla Griffiths, tell us all about it.
Good morning. Yeah, so we are throwing the first Sasquatch Festival this summer, July 23rd, in Glide. It starts at 4 and it'll end about 10 p.m. when we end the night with a movie, Harry and the Hendersons, on a giant 50 by 40 inflatable screen.
Wow. So you said this is brand new.
Yeah. So we were trying to start it off in 2020. Well, and we all know how that worked out. So we're trying to pick it back up and start it from scratch.
Wow. So how does this all come together?
So Glide Revitalization is looking for ways to basically just bring some fun to the community. And so they are hosting the event, and I am planning on behalf of them.
And talk about what all is going to be going on.
So throughout the day, like I said, it starts at 4 p.m., but we will have live music, including Blue Collar and Widespread Haze. We also have some games. We have inflatable bounce houses, inflatable obstacle course, and inflatable games as well. We're going to have a scavenger hunt, and I believe actually Bigfoot was going to make an appearance.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you schedule that?
Well, you know, he said to be announced, so.
Okay, interesting. So a lot going on out there, and do you know what the movie's going to be?
Harry and the Hendersons.
Okay, I've heard of that one. I should probably know it, shouldn't I?
It's from, I believe, the early 90s.
Ah, okay. Cool. So a lot going on out there. A big inflatable screen for that too, huh?
Yeah, 50 by 40 foot screen. We also have Exotic Events is making us a 10 foot balloon Sasquatch.
Wow. So yeah. Should be a fun time out there. A lot goes into putting these together, and I guess you do a lot of event planning.
I do. I have my own company, but for now, I'm just planning on behalf of them.
And Glide Revitalization, we've been talking to them a lot, especially in the last couple of years with everything going on out there. And especially with all the challenges out in that area in the last couple of years, probably something people will be kind of excited to have.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of traffic online. We have also potentially five food trucks coming, including Beast Burgers, The Bun Stuffer, and Wailani Shaved Ice.
Wow. So what's the date for it again?
July 23rd. It's a Saturday.
So not all that far off. A lot of things happening this summer, and people can get excited about it. Now, to put all this together takes a lot of folks. You still looking for some volunteers?
Yeah, we still need about 20 to 25 more volunteers for that day. And we do have different shifts. We have setup shifts, event shifts, and takedown shifts.
So if people are interested in helping out, how do they get in touch with you or whoever?
So they can find me and the Glide Sasquatch Festival on Instagram and Facebook. They can go, it's easiest if they go straight to the Glide Sasquatch Festival pages. They can also email at glidesasquatchfestival@gmail.com or email me at kayla@ascendeventsplanning.com.
So you've got this vendor village. Tell me more about that.
So we have 30 plus local vendors that are going to be there. Everything from cake to coffee to handmade jewelry and art.
Wow. So a lot going on, and music and food and a balloon and all kinds of things.
Yes.
So what caused you to get involved in all this?
I'm an event planner local here, and I met one of the vendors and who happens to also be an employee and a Yellow House Suites. That's her booth. And she got a hold of me, and here we are.
Wow. So a lot going on. Again, give folks the way to get connected and find out more about this.
Again, you can reach us on Facebook and Instagram at the Glide Sasquatch Festival pages. You can also email at glidesasquatchfestival@gmail.com, as well as you can email or Facebook Instagram me at KaylaAscendEventsPlanning.com.
All right, Kayla Griffiths, Sasquatch event coming up soon. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
8:36 at the Morning Report.